AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the best way to keep Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. That's the president's take on a controversial potential nuclear deal with Tehran. Our Mike Hempen is in Washington.
In an interview with the New York Times, Obama staunchly defends a framework nuclear agreement with Iran as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to prevent a bomb and bring longer-term stability to the Middle East. He insists the U.S. would stand by Israel if it were to come under attack.
The president says it's difficult for him to hear criticism that his administration isn't looking out for Israel. What went wrong? That's the question Rolling Stone is asking itself on its website this morning. How did it misreport a story about an alleged gang rape on the campus of the University of Virginia? Our Larry O'Dell says a review by the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism slams Rolling Stone in a number of areas.
Multiple failures in the process of reporting, editing, and vetting story. The Rolling Stone apologized and formally retracted the story, and the writer of the story also apologized and said that she would not make these kind of mistakes again.
Lawyers for Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev have one last chance today to talk to jurors. They're expected to continue to portray him as a young college student who fell under the domineering influence of his radicalized older brother. Closing arguments in the trial today. Two women and three children have been wounded in a shooting inside an Indianapolis townhome. Nobody under arrest. A judge has given a New York City woman permission to file for divorce from her husband via a Facebook message. The woman argues the guy is hard to find, so the divorce summons will be served via a private Facebook message. This is AP Radio News. The new Fast and Furious movie is a runaway hit. Our Jamie Fryer's got the box office results.
Just when you didn't think it could get any better, huh?
Furious 7 sets a new April opening weekend record with more than $143 million. The movie is dedicated to Fast and Furious star Paul Walker, who died in a car crash before filming was completed. The release date was pushed back from July of last year.
Why are they after you?
I have made a few mistakes.
Home is a distant second this weekend, followed by Get Hard and Cinderella. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Tonight, Wisconsin and Duke play for the men's NCAA title. The women play tomorrow, Notre Dame against UConn. Britain's Prince Harry visiting Australia has told a guy who wanted to take a selfie with Harry, "No, I hate selfies," he said. "Seriously," he told the guy, "you need to get out of it." I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.